Hi everyone, and welcome back to Queer Mountaineers. I'm your host, Kayla Gagnon, and in this episode, I met with Morgantown Pride's president, Rosie Lauterbach. Rosie and I talked about how she got involved with Pride, how the organization has been handling the pandemic, and what's in store for the future of Morgantown Pride. We'll hear from Rosie after this quick ad read.
I'm Rosie Lauterbach. I am the president of Morgantown Pride, and my pronouns are she, her, and they.
Awesome. Thank you, Rosie. So first of all, how about you talk about how you got into working with Morgantown Pride, how that got started?
I saw a post come out on Facebook actually offering the first meeting ever at a local cafe. And I couldn't attend because I had to work that day. And I knew I really wanted to be part of Morgantown Pride. I just knew it. So I told my friends that they could sign me up for any position in any capacity, and I would be there. Like if the paper came around and it was blank in something, please put my name down and I would fulfill it. And that's how I ended up treasurer. And I'm really thankful that my name got on the form and I met the people that were starting Morgantown Pride. And at that point, we were just waiting for approval to be considered official 501c. And I didn't realize exactly how baby it was and forming. And so it was so exciting to be from like the groundwork. And we got approved like a few weeks later. And we had this event coming up and it just kind of caught on wildfire. And although I was treasurer, I kind of wore many hats because that's what you kind of do at the beginning of an organization. But one thing I knew was that I had found my like family and clique within Morgantown Pride, and we were going to do some really great things. So I'm really fortunate that my friends signed me up for treasurer.
Oh, that's amazing. Congratulations yeah. on, you know, being the next president of Morgantown Pride. That is amazing for you.
Yeah, I'm really excited.
Yeah. So I'm thinking back to the block party, the very first block party. Do you mind like taking us back to that day and kind of talking about what that was like? Because that was the first big Morgantown Pride event that kind of started everything, really, right?
Yeah. It was crazy. I remember coming on and we're like, we're not sure we're going to have 25 people show up or 50 people show up. And as the event got taken more seriously and we started filling out table forms and whatnot, the event started to grow. And then we had to ask for permissions to have more people at the event. And so by the time it came to the event, I think we were at 300 or 350 people as permission. And I remember we were setting up just completely unsure what was going to be in these spaces as far as what capacity they were going to be. So we're marking the tables, the streets empty, it's like kind of dewy morning, and it's really overwhelming. You're like, I can't believe we did this. We did it. Like, this is happening. This organization is putting on its first event. And then the people started showing up and it kind of just never stopped showing up. And we had over 1,000 people that day and the sun shined and there were streamers all over the place and people were so warm and sweet and funny. And the entertainment was so good. And like, it was electrifying. There were dogs everywhere and just community members. And it was like one giant hug. And we had so many families show up, and family after family after family would be like, are you part of Morgantown Pride? And we'd be like, yeah. And they're like, thank you so much for giving us an opportunity for an event. Like, I've been wanting to take my kids to events for years, or like, you know, we had to travel to DC to get to something similar to this, or, you know, what's next? What's next? What's next? And it was the best fuel for like what we set out to do the rest of the year. It was so exciting, and to see that the community not only needed it, but like wanted it and like was willing to give donations that day. And, you know, really they kind of formed what Pride would be for the next few years by this amazing event and telling us, you know, what they wanted to see from Morgantown Pride. So I think we evolved and grew, but that was definitely the start of this like beautiful thing. And I mean, looking at it with the pandemic going on, you don't realize how amazing something is. I thought it was incredible then, but like looking at it even now, like I can't wait for those days. And that day was incredible. And I can't wait till we do something similar to that again. But it definitely fuels us to keep going so that we can recreate awesome experiences like that for the community in the future.
Absolutely. I just like hearing you describe it just took me back to that day again. You know, is my first ever Pride. Like I'd never been to a Pride before that. And just having it happen in this new place that I was just starting to call home, you know, as someone who is still, you know, I'm trying to understand herself and try to not just, you know, accept herself, but to love herself, you know, seeing all these people out and proud and stuff, it gave me a lot of courage in my own life, you know. There's something that I took with me after I left Arch Street that day.
Same. I don't think I've ever been the same. I know that I've never felt more at home in Morgantown since then. Like, I mean, it kind of reminds me that I'm never alone, but I've never experienced anything like that before then. And you know, when I feel lonely and isolated now, or things just don't feel that great, when I think back to that moment, I realize that, you know, the community's there and they want us there and they love us. And, you know, we are loud and fierce and proud and beautiful and, you know, wholesome and sweet and all those things together. And I can't wait for days like that again.
Absolutely. Me too. Me too. Well, you kind of mentioned a little bit about people talking about what Morgantown Pride, what they wanted from Morgantown Pride in the future. What are some things that you would like to see Morgantown Pride do in the future?
I really am passionate about LGBTQ youth personally. I just want to start at a young age so that kids feel loved and accepted, so that, you know, they grow up with that community. And so I hope that we can someday have maybe a summer camp and maybe clubs. And we started a Discord so that kids could have more lax environments. We work with the GSAs in the area. So that's something. Anti-bullying ordinances are important to us. And I hope that Pride keeps continuing to do homecoming out and kind of encouraging the youth to come together, providing resources to teachers and parents. We do have a lot of parents that reach out to us. So I just want kids to feel like they have a sense of community. Another great thing that I would love for Morgantown Pride to keep doing is be a part of the community's needs. We, something that's also near and dear to my heart is that we provided Thanksgiving and Christmas meals to people this year. And with COVID, it looked a lot different than it had in the past because we had done meals in the past, but it turned out this year we had a huge amount of people needing meals because they were suffering through COVID or one of their family members were isolated and they couldn't be home with their family, or they had tested positive too close to like flights and things like that and had to get stuck home. So I think Pride looks a little different no matter what's going on in the world. And I just want to continue to remind people that they're not alone and that they're loved. And like, we have this organization here for you. So I think that I'm not quite sure what Pride will look like sometimes because you never know what's the future holds, but I can tell you that Morgantown Pride is going to try really hard to give that sense of community in whatever way possible.
Absolutely. And you, you know, you speak with such passion about this, especially about the, you know, the queer youth in the area. Did you grow up here in West Virginia?
I did. You did? I grew up like 20 minutes from Morgantown in Fairmont. I think that I grew up a lot of times in a group of community that I knew that if I was authentically myself, I was going to lose them. I kind of knew that from a young age that the people I was around may not love and accept me for who I really am. So I had to keep pushing that down until I was brave enough to come out. And so I felt like I was either fooling myself or fooling others a lot of times. And I really had some demons with that. So I think knowing that I grew up in a very conservative, isolated kind of community, moving to Morgantown and coming out and being more proud of myself and building a new community was really important to me. And I do think that starting at a young age, I really want youth not to have to feel that way. If at all possible, like you don't have to sacrifice who you are to have that community or those people around you. So,
yeah, I think that's something, I mean, thank you for sharing that. That's definitely something that's motivated me throughout the years, because I grew up in New Jersey, where, you know, people say, oh, it's a blue state, blah, blah, blah. And yes, there may be some, you know, aspects of New Jersey that makes things quote unquote safer to be LGBTQ, you know, member of the LGBTQ community. But it's, you know, it was more of a don't ask, don't tell kind of situation where I grew up. Teachers who were gay were not allowed to talk about it whatsoever. Like, they would be fired if they did. And they wouldn't say it's because you're gay, at least not in the last couple of years. But they would find some other reason. But the underlying reason is that, you know, you can't talk about being gay. So, I mean, that definitely did not help growing up as someone who felt like, so, you know, who thought that there was something wrong with her. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of a universal feeling, isn't it?
Yeah.
People like us.
You're tarnished, you're inadequate, you're flawed, there's something wrong, you need fixed. If you come out to the wrong person, you may end up in conversion camp, you may get fired from your job, you may lose your friends. Like, just having that fear factor, it definitely takes a toll on your self-image. No matter how hard you try, I think that it definitely affects you, you know, and even your perception of yourself.
Yeah, that's why I made up for lost time when I got to college. As soon as I got to college, I was casually out to people, and, you know, yeah, it didn't matter if I didn't know the person. I wanted to be out. I just wanted to never have to, you know, close that closet door again. And, you know, just in that kind of, like, you know, kind of being out to just people I didn't really know that well, it provided this sort of freedom for me. You know, and then of course Morgantown Pride, that kind of gave me an extra bit of oomph, you know, and confidence, and being able to connect with people who went through similar things or even different things, but still had, you know, some sort of connection, you know.
And yeah. I like that Pride almost celebrates that we're the same but different. I like that y'all belong here. Like, I do love hearing the stories that, you know, you may not have felt that you belonged either in your home, your hometown. I mean, it's very common to come out in college, but to have like a community there that's like, when that happens to you, or if you want to explore that, like, we're here and there's people and support there, is kind of a really nice thing to have it at that moment. I think that's one of the magic mixes of Morgantown, is that, you know, we can work with the university and this town to like make sure that those kids know that those resources are there.
I mean, it's in the song, you know, it's in Country Roads, you know, to the place I belong, you know, like, right. I definitely think that I found that kind of belonging here, especially with Morgantown Pride. You know, absolutely, it's instrumental in me with my, you know, building my confidence, you know, celebrating, not just tolerating who I was, you know, giving the courage to celebrate it. Celebrating it can be a lot harder, you know?
Definitely.
Yeah. So what are some of the joys of running a Pride organization? What's some of the joys that you found in the last couple of years that Morgantown Pride has been around?
Well, I nannied for years to get through college, and I actually still nanny, I'm very blessed to do that. But one of those things is that I nannied for a kid for most of his life and most of my adult life. And I got to see him comfortably express his sexuality and kind of come out at a young age. And find some friends on the dance floor. So that will always be a moment of joy for me, just knowing that my impact has shed on one kid, made that situation that could have been hard a lot easier. And I'm sure there's others that are similar like that. And that's one reason I love working with this organization. Other things have been working with drag queens for when they did their children's stories and kind of meeting the community, working with other Pride organizations in the state has been really exciting. Getting to understand how government works a little bit more when it comes to city council meetings and things like that. Working with PFLAG and meeting people who have been fighting for social justice for 50 plus years has been such a joy and a moment to celebrate in itself. We've met people that have wanted to document us. So I feel like the community has grown so much. And even just on a personal level, I have friends and family from all over now. And that's a huge joy of working with Morgantown Pride, is knowing that we like get to meet and mingle and work together and build one another up, I think is the best part.
Yeah. I mean, Morgantown Pride is just getting started. You know, there's so much more it's got to come in the next, you know, and let's be honest, even in the last year, there's so much that's happened, you know, with Pride and everything. Well, speaking of that, it's a great segue into my next question. What has that been like with, you know, trying to maintain a sense of community with Morgantown Pride when it's still not safe for us to be around each other physically?
It's been rather difficult and a change of pace completely. We'd be lost without Kayla. we had to kind of go through internet interacting 101 with you. And it was a thing where we wanted a presence and we wanted to still have events and hold community get-togethers. And so taking that digital, we had to learn. It was definitely a learning thing. We've bought equipment to help us. We have bought subscriptions to things like Canva and some online subscriptions to kind of keep us in the know and give us support. We've worked with other organizations. We have attended a lot of Zoom meetings for other events. There is definitely a little bit of digital apathy at times where we get a little tired of it. So there's like a trick in finding a flow of like providing these things, but still making stuff worthwhile for people to tune in on. So I think this year was a year of growth. We couldn't do it without Kayla. And some of those things have looked like digital drag shows. We worked with a woman who did dancerism, kind of like dance classes, which was really fun. We've done trivia digitally. We have put on conference like meetings with groups to help with adoption. We've social justice get-togethers. We've had times where we tried to be on our Instagram regularly to interact with people, and that was either planting plants with people, going for walks in neighborhoods with them, making pancakes together. We've kind of done a little bit of everything just to see what works and what people want and like who's going to show up. Our digital drag shows have been a huge success, I think. I mean, we've had people show up for those and really enjoy it. We made some merch this year that went around some of those events. We've contacted some people to help us make, to get into contact with some extra artists this year that are doing digital stuff so that we kind of have a database to work with. We've put together boxes and sent them out as gifts for the teens when we had their digital event. So we've really learned a lot and tried an array of things. We did a socially distanced hike at one point with mask wearing and whatnot before things got really bad. So I don't know. I would say the biggest thing is we've learned a lot and we've experimented a lot, and We've had some great successes and some great laughs digitally, and we wouldn't be where we are without the internet. We wouldn't be where we are reaching out to people. We've had drag show people from all over the world, which is cool because Morgantown Pride has been exposed to people from all over, and we've got to meet them and interact with them and support them and learn a little bit about them. So Morgantown Pride has kind of the biggest cool thing out of it is that we've got to connect. Morgantown is not just Morgantown Pride anymore. It's all over Pride, which is kind of cool. So I don't know. It looks a little different this year.
Just a little bit. Why do you think events like, you know, Homecoming Out and, you know, the Hoedown, all of them going digital, why do you think those events are important right now?
Because I think a lot of times you're showing up to events like for class or for something that is very structured, and it's kind of hard to make friends. I know students that have been in classes with people and they have no way to access a chat and like ask them for their information so that they can have a conversation outside the classroom. Or, you know, as far as media goes, we're not going to concerts. We're not hanging out at drag show brunches right now. We aren't getting together and hosting paint and sip nights. I think that, but none of those things are not any less important. I think it's important that we have art in our lives. I think it's important that we have music in our lives. I think it's important to support artists of all kinds. I think it's important to be exposed to those things, that you understand people. A lot of times in supporting the arts, you do support social justice, you do support a lot of other endeavors, including people in the community. So I still think that those things are important, even if you can't do them in person. Those experiences, those common things, that team building, that community building in a different way is still valuable, important. It's needed for our souls. It makes us grow. It makes us live. It gives us life. I think that those events still have to happen. And Morgantown Pride's very happy to create those experiences in whatever ways we can. And I think they are important.
Thank you all so much for listening to this episode of Queer Mountaineers. Make sure you're following Morgantown Pride on Instagram at MorgantownWVPride to stay up to date on what's next for them. And if you like what you're hearing, you can follow the show at Queer Mountaineers Podcast on Instagram, at Queer Ears Pod, ears is spelled with two E's, on Twitter. Or you can follow the Queer Mountaineers Facebook page. And make sure you leave a review on iTunes. Thank you again for listening to Queer Mountaineers. I'm your host, Kayla Gagnon, and I'll see you next time.